this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is, gosh, it's May. How about June 3rd? 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda will be here in a little while. She is gathering up all the grandkids. And, you know, somebody should have warned me that when you have 11-year-old and 8-year-old, that they are just have completely boundless energy. And I don't know if we'll ever catch up with this or not. But if I could bottle that, we could start 4 or 5 new more radio stations and control global warming all at one time. But let's start off today with our friends down at Wells Fargo Advisors. In this case, Susan Eastman, who I saw a new picture on Facebook. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Yes, that was my daughter's graduation.
Cool. So great. What's she doing?
She just got her master's in psychology.
Uh-oh.
She's analyzing our family.
Well, hey, look, when she's finished with yours, send her over here, will you?
Yes,
we've got a full-time, lifetime job on that one here.
Yes, she's going to be really busy. Anyway, let's look at the market. The major averages are mixed right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 26 points at 16,717. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1922. NASDAQ Composite is up 2 points at 4,239. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 3 cents at 1523. Ford up 24 cents, trading at 1668. Quicksilver Incorporated down $2.59 at $3.20. For local stocks of interest, PG&E down 31 cents at $45.56, PepsiCo off 4 pennies at $87.83, AT&T down 2 cents at $35.42. For commodities, gold is down 30 cents an ounce at $12.43, silver up a nickel at $18, and crude oil off 11 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. And if you want to find out if your investments are going the way they should be, if you've got questions about investments, about where to put money, put in all that windfall you made this past year because all the taxes were lowered and, of course, the cost of electricity went down, that's, you know what, go to Wells Fargo. They're going to help you, you know, achieve financial freedom, because you can still do that with good planning. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop on by their offices on Park Marina Drive. All right, what's it look like for weather today, Bad Bob?
Oh, this just keeps on getting better and better, Carl. Sunday today, high of 93. Overnight low will be 60 degrees, all under clear skies. Tomorrow, brace yourself. They've upgraded the high to 101 degrees in Reading, and on Tuesday, 102. Currently, it is 60 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, give me that one more time. You say tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Wednesday, could see a high moving into the triple digits for the first time this season.
And then Thursday, same thing?
Thursday, a degree higher. That's update. That's an increase from yesterday as high pressure settles in.
Okay, now everybody write this number down, 221-2642. 221-2642, because Alliance Heating and Air and Martin, who runs Alliance Heating and Air, it's his company, he's had it for well over 20 years, is going to give $100 to the first person that calls him.
Their charity.
And will give to the charity of their choice $100. The first person who calls him, and when it's 100 degrees officially. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. You give him a call, and he will donate $100 to your favorite charity. And check out his website at homecomfort.org. But you know what? You need to have him out if your air conditioner, which you've been running, it may be spitting or be slow or it's costing you a lot of money because it's not clean, give him a call anyway to have him to come out and check this. Alliance Heating and Air, great work for him to do. Okay, let's talk about a lot of things today. You know, we've got open line today, open line Tuesday. Bad Bob. So I expect you to be, you know, to be ready to go on this. But where do we want to start? Let's. You want to start with the VA.
And did Shinseki fall on his draw his saber and fall on it officially?
Officially last week, after everybody had confidence in him, and then more and more stuff started breaking, then less confidence in Shinseki, who, by the way, was he's you know what? I applaud his service as a soldier. He was a wounded veteran. Vietnam War, worked his way up through the ranks to a full four-star general, and then was put into the VA to head up the Veterans Administration 5 years ago by President Obama. President Obama, who promised to take care of the veterans, promised that their care would be better, and castigated President Bush about how he was taking care of the veterans. Well, you never heard about how bad it is. You never heard about the climate of lying and cheating and hiding, except under this administration. Bad Bob?
Well, I was just wondering if that was in the same breath where I recall a couple of years ago the commander-in-chief famously suggesting that service personnel should pay for their own insurance because, after all, they volunteered.
Oh, yeah. That was his famous line, was that, well, why don't they just use your – why don't you just use your own insurance for those injuries suffered while you're on active duty? My gosh, you volunteers. You know, which, again, displays the total ignorance of this man when it has anything to do with the military. And we're going to talk more about that, too. But let's talk about this. Shinseki's gone. Problems are still ahead. They still abound. Every day, something else new happens. You need to change the type of leadership that is there to protect bureaucrats. I mean, and that's essentially what it is. 470 bureaucrats, senior bureaucrats, who are still getting bonuses, even though hundreds and hundreds of thousands of veterans backlogged. They were still getting bonuses. The one in Phoenix got a $9,000 bonus. For what? For what? Killing people? My gosh, I mean, what is she, a bounty hunter? And this one, you know, and she is just one of, it appears to be, many, which the Obama administration had a the smoking gun, you might say, is this report from their own people that said, hey, we've got ways of gaming the system here, that people are doing it, and we need to fix this because, you know, they're fine, you know, they'll game the system, they'll change names, they'll change dates, they'll change all of this, and that's why you have people with secret lists. And, you know, it's like that double secret probation that was in an animal house, right? What the heck is double secret probation? It's whatever they want it to be. So whatever list you're going to be on, is that's the list they want you to be on. Now, is this the worst part? No. Let's go to Oakland. And, you know, here's where Doug LaMalfa, Aaron Ryan, and all of the people from LaMalfa's office, they are hammering them down there. And the reason they're doing this is because of the mantra that they had in Oakland. Delay, deny, until they die. In other words, they had stacks and closets full of names that you couldn't even get on off. You had to get out of the closet to get on the secret list, not to be seen. Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. It means is that they were hiding things. Other people are finding 1,800 records buried in the woods back on the East Coast. But the ones in Oakland have taken it to a new level. Whistleblowers, writing things, photos, the whole enchilada, you might say. And where are we? What's President Obama doing? I just found out about this in the papers. That's your problem, Mr. President. You're finding out things in the papers. Why wouldn't you know this beforehand? Why wouldn't you know something's going on? It's just like when you got ready to launch Obamacare. Oh, I didn't know that we were going to have problems with the website. I didn't know that.
Don't they have these things called briefings?
You know what? I hate to see start the morning off like this.
Cynical?
Well, I haven't even gotten into the exchange of Talibans. Let's go to Pete. Pete, what's up?
Yeah, hey, good morning. I was listening to you talking about the VA this morning, and I've got a, just kind of an idea. Of course, it'll never happen, but the thing is with Shinseki, nobody could have done any better job than him. It wasn't really his fault. The system is messed up, and what I'm proposing is what I'd like to see at all levels of government, not just the state, but the federal and the county and the local government, is I'd like to see them hiring people sort of like in the military. Let's say you get a job and you're hired for, say, a three-year term of service, and it's going to definitely be terminated, and it comes to the end, and then you will be rehired if they want you back. And because the problem is, in all these agencies, they just can't get rid of some of these bad people. I use the VA. It saved my life. I'm really, really happy with one here in Reading. I've got outstanding.
And we've got to make the differential here is that your local VAs, like we have here, are just outstanding. It's when you get into the bureaucracies where people, just like you said, have been in there for decades and you can't get them out.
Exactly. And I happen to know some of the people I was in the service with work here. I've read some of the stories, but even here locally, there's been a few people they tried to get rid of. And it's almost impossible to get rid of these people. And then when they do, they end up usually suing them and then trying to get them some kind of disability. And that's the problem, Carl. So I'm saying if we just had a system at all levels of government where people were hired, and if you did a good job, you'd be rehired. And if you didn't do a good job, you didn't get rehired. And it would eliminate this problem of trying to get rid of these bad people. Because I know you've been around the government, Carl. You've seen it plenty of places. I don't care if it's the Department of Motor Vehicles or the VA or anything where the government runs. You have incompetent people, and if you can't get rid of them, the system's going to fail. It's just as simple as that.
You're absolutely right. And so there's got to be a way of holding people responsible, because and a lot of these bureaucrats have this thing that they believe in, and it's I'll be here after you're gone syndrome, because they know whoever's coming in there, if it's an elected official or if whoever it is, for the most part, are going to be there for 2 or 3 years and they move on. They know that they're going to stay there. They're going to outlast you. Whether it's the staff at a city, the county, the state, or national. So you're absolutely right. You've got to be able to hold them accountable, just like you would in private enterprise or the military. In private enterprise, if somebody's not working, they're replaced, they're fired, they move on. But how would it be if you said to a producer, I want you to do this and this. They don't do it, and you can't do anything about it. It's never going to get any better. You're absolutely right, Pete. Thanks for the phone call.
You bet. Thanks, Carl. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. You know what? You have to be able to hold people accountable. I mean, everybody else is held accountable. Why is it that people in government have tenure in some of these cases, especially the senior government officials? We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Buying a new car from Crown Motors is a great experience. Here's what Buffy Tanner said about her first purchase, a new Honda.
Ground Motors was terrific. From test drive, through the buying experience, to amazing service on our new Honda. We were so happy we bought our next car from Crown.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
There she stood in the street, smiling from my head to her.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be here at 8 o'clock with the kids. It's a little bit, it's harder getting them going in the morning, and it's harder getting me going in the morning. Welcome back. It is 7:21 in the morning here on June the 2nd. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Is that temperature right there, Bad Bob, 61?
It is, currently, it's, right around 61 right now.
Okay, and we're heading up to 94 today, 94, 95. It's going to be sunshiny. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's, of course, nutrition experts there with more natural foods and supplements than any other place you're going to find around here in Northern California. Plus, you can go in and get a sandwich or salad as we did the other day, and the people there are absolutely fabulous. Four nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health, diet, raw and organic food are just some of the reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. Yes! Great. Okay, remember, this is going to be open. This is going to kind of be open open line today, so we have different things. Let me go on back to Shinseki. You know, Pete, you know, I understand what you're saying. You're one man can do it. But, Pete, I believe that I could take the other side of that argument. The other side of the argument is that you get somebody in there that thinks differently, that it's not just a bureaucrat that thinks that, you know what, there's other ways. And how do we, what's the last thing you did? You were in the military. When you do a plan, begin planning, you make reconnaissance, et cetera, et cetera. The last thing is supervise. And if you've gotten briefs to say these guys aren't really doing, I think I'd have my own little team of Spartans that I'd be sending out to different places and researching and talking to people and doing my own fact finding, not relying on a bureaucrat who gets bonuses to do this. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning. Hello, Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? What do you have, Gary?
Comment on Sheriff Basenko's Friday program endorsing Les Baugh on the air. That, I don't think that's the philosophy of the radio station.
That's not my philosophy at all. Did he say that? Did he say he's voting for him?
Yes, he endorsed.
Oh, he did.
He endorsed Les Baugh on the air. And you know, I like Sheriff Tom. He's done some great things and continues to do great things. But, his expertise is crime, etc. Would have no problem. They're talking about crime or etc. But when he went over to endorsing Mr. Ball, who happens to be his boss, I think that is not proper on the air. And if he would just think what a brouhaha that would have caused had he had an opponent in the election and done that.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the fact is that, for one thing is Baugh is a supervisor. True.
Right.
But Basenko is an elected official, too.
Right.
So Baugh can't fire him. But what they do have is they do control the purse strings. So
that's correct.
But, you know, the bottom line on this is that's the way he thinks. That's not the way we think. We do not endorse people on the station at the city and county.
Right. It doesn't sound or look right. You know, what he does on his own time, or he talks to people, or so on. That's fine. That's America. But and unless it was a maybe it would have been appropriate on a forum. I don't know. But I just think it doesn't quite pass the smell test, at least the way I look at it. And other than that, I appreciate all that you do, and best of luck, and continue the good work.
Well, thanks, Gary. You know what? And that is not that's not the way we do it, is endorsing people like this. And
it shouldn't have happened, Carl.
No, you know what? It's a...
maybe we disagree. Maybe we agree to disagree on that.
Well, I wouldn't have done it, but this was, you know, I asked Tom to sit in for me on Friday, and maybe it was because on Thursday that Trish had Butch Schaefer in for an hour, I think. So,
well, okay.
That could be there could be, you know, that, you know, I could under, you know, I might understand it at that point, but you're okay. Right, you know, the one elected official, but if that's the way he feels, but it could be maybe other places for it, so
right.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, just wanted to bring that up. Thanks
okay.
Very much for taking my call, Carl.
You betcha.
Okay, bye.
All right, hey, look, let me go on back here. I'm not finished with the VA yet. You know what, people, you can raise some.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And then I have a comment about the election after that.
Well, let's talk about election. Today's election day.
Yeah.
Today's voting day, guys.
I filled this out my...
did you?
I filled out my absentee, and I was depressed.
I didn't get one.
At all the local races with one name. And admittedly, I admire these people and the job they do, but it depressed me that in a democracy, I'm looking at one name next to an elected office. That bothers me.
Pretty much sucks, huh? You know, like Dave Kehoe, he's running unopposed. And the bottom line is, what's Dave's plan for the next 4 years? Does anybody know? Has he told anybody? We need to get Dave on. Dave, you're running unopposed. Now, hey, tell us what you're going to do for the next 4 years. Now, as far as Baugh and Butch Schaefer and who's the other one? The other guy. It's running. I don't know.
It was not in my district.
Yeah, it's not in our district. But here's the thing is how are you going to ever expect change? And this is not an endorsement because... but, you know, if nobody else runs, how do you expect change? Why would people change? Because they're there. Nobody's pushing them to change. I mean, you can't even get the Board of Supervisors to have a meeting in the evening when most people aren't working. You know, the thing about it is when they have their meetings in the morning, people work. If you've got a job or a business, you're usually working at 9:00 in the morning. One of them actually said to me, why don't you go to the meetings? And I said, oh, I'm sorry, it's because I have a job, and I'm paying you to tell me what's going on there, you know, bub.
It's like we're taking the Bashar Assad School of Politics.
Jeez.
You know?
Yeah. But you're right, it's sad. You know, you know what? I would hope. And you know, why is that? I mean, is it people are just tired? Are they just tired?
Lassitude, I think, would be the term. That it just this overwhelming feeling that nothing is going to change. It's all the same paint with a different brush, especially here in California. And those of us in the rural area, I think, feel like nothing we do is going to make a difference. And that's a sad attitude, and I found myself falling into it. And that's why some of the Tea Party folks and those who get galvanized.
I admire people who are out there, you know, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or Tea Party, or whatever they are. But you're right, they need to be galvanized. And the idea is there's some things happening here, and we're going to be talking about them. But let me just finishing up with the VA is this, is, you know, all the problems we're having the VA, people go, oh, they just need more money. Well, they don't need more money. They've rolled over hundreds of millions of dollars into the next year. What they need is leadership. You need somebody to go in there and just clean house. Now, it's up to Obama. And so who's he appoint? He appoints a banker as the head of the VA. A banker who is the second guy to Shinseki. He was, you know, it's a political appointment. Both of them are. So, I mean, this guy's never served. At least Shinseki has served and has an idea. My God, what is Obama thinking about? You know what? Frankly, when you relieve a commander and you don't really say why, you say, I've just lost confidence in his ability to lead. I've lost confidence in Mr. Obama's ability to lead. I look at what is happening in the VA. I look at the latest when this Bergal and being released from the, you know, for a trade for five high-profile and high-powered Taliban. When there's questions about him, you know, about how he was captured anyway. I look at what he's done to the military and the fact that sequestration, the cost of everything, the cost of medical care for the veterans going up out of their own pocket, changing the ways are and bracing it on affirmative action. Come on, affirmative action in combat. Only thing that's going to happen is going to get people killed. There's just so many of these, and, you know, and you're right. It started out with, well, why don't you guys just pay for it out of your own pocket? I mean, you were volunteers, right? We'll be back right after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plymouth Bank here in Reading. Plymouth Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plymouth Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plymouth Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plymouth Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training, 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be on at 8 o'clock with the kids. I mean, it's harder to get grandkids up. It's harder to get kids up, I guess, because they all want to be on the radio. And plus, we're packing. We're getting ready to make a little trip here up in the North State. 7:33 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 63 degrees, going up to 94 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Leonard is the man. You want estate jewelry, he has it. You want diamonds, He has it. You want necklaces? He has it. Pearls. You name it. He's got it. Great prices. And the only trained watch repairman in Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Go on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive and talk to Leonard. He will give you a great deal, and he stands behind his jewelry, and he gets great prices down there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750 is the phone number. And I'm sitting here with Brandy Jones.
Hi, how are you?
From the Wind River Casino.
Yes.
You got great. Hey, you know what? You got great radio voice there.
Brandy, you're a fine girl.
New job?
We need to put you on like 10 o'clock at night after hours with Brandy.
Ooh, that'd be good. That's a perfect name, too.
There you go.
After hours with Brandy.
After hours with Brandy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people like that. Just to listen to the ad.
That's funny.
Join Brandy after hours.
Join me now.
Does she have a great voice or what? Here, Bob's
like,
blushing.
I know,
Bob's blushing here. Bob, come on, bad Bob. Just a voice. Come on.
Yeah. Actually, I was trying to find that old song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not old. Jeez.
Not you. He's talking about the song.
Talking
about the song. Okay. All right, Brandy.
Well, how are you fellas this morning?
We're obviously pretty good now.
Okay. So I have some really great, fun, exciting news for local high schools in the Shasta Trinity, Tehama County area. Foreigner we will have at Wind River Resort and Casino on September 4th, and we are running a competition for a local high school to sing on stage with them.
Uh-huh.
And what they need to do is submit a video to me by August 4th of the choir singing I Want to Know What Love Is. We will post it to the Wind River Facebook page, and the high school with the most likes will win $500 from Foreigner and $500 from Wind River Casino to go towards their choir.
Okay.
And they'll also get to sing on stage that night with Foreigner as well as watch the concert.
Okay, I Want to Know What Love Is, right?
Yes,
okay, let's find that one. Let's find that one. I'm sure you can find that one.
Got to play that one, too. It's a really great opportunity for the local kids. So.
Oh.
I know. I'm so excited.
Okay, so it is, and we talked about that earlier, I think, when we had Marie was on and some others. So the choir who picks them out? Do you pick them out?
The public gets to vote on.
Oh,
they
that's
go
right.
To our
your Facebook page.
And the choir with the most likes will win.
This just means the choir with the most friends and family.
Correct.
Right, will win. Not necessarily the best.
Well, I think that all of our local high schools are the best. So.
And frankly, you're right. You know what? Frankly, you're right. You know what?
Yeah.
Not only are you after hours, but you can be a politician too.
I know,
no, everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. Everybody gets a trophy.
See, this is my daytime voice. My nighttime voice is so much different.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I think you could give Delilah a run for her money.
There you go. You know what? So, everybody gets a first prize. Oh no, there's no valedictorian.
No.
They're all the same.
I am not a believer in everybody places. That is not.
All right. Now we're starting to dig into Brandy.
Yes.
Notice her voice gets a little bit different. It's
right?
Like, come here.
Yes. Okay. I'm not a firm believer, but I am a firm believer in donating back to our local schools. So this is just one way for us to do it.
Okay. And now, what do you do out there, Brandy?
I am the group sales manager, so I oversee group sales, banquets, and entertainment.
Really?
Yeah. And it's super fun. I mean, who else has such a fantastic, besides you guys? Such
you know,
a fantastic job.
You know what? We're getting to know more and more of y'all out there. And we really, we're liking it more and more. And you
it's
know,
great.
I've got Gary's here, my co-host, and Maria's here. And then Jason was just here the other day. And he was a little nervous, but you know what?
He's not as outgoing as the rest of us, but he does
fine.
It.
He did fine. Once he got started in there and he found out we weren't, fire-breathing dragons in here. Okay, but the big thing here is that we've got a local high school choir that can get that may receive $1,000 from half of it from Foreigner, world famous group, and half of it from Wind River, and they want to sing "I Know What Love Is."
Do
you have that one?
Love is.
Pull that one up.
Has to be the song on the video.
Here comes the chorus.
I
Okay. That was in that movie, Rock of Ages, too. I think the two guys were singing it, but I'm not sure. Anyway, but or it could be a Tom Cruise in the blonde.
Foreigner was big about the time I was in high school.
Wow. Mm-hmm. When did you graduate from high school?
I graduated in 74.
Oh, they're looking for people for your high school reunion. Most of them, but
they're combining three schools attrition.
Well, if it's attrition, not only that, but you know, there's only so many paroles the governor can give in a year, you know, for that. And you know, and we're having problems with the probation
these
right
days.
Here. You know, my gosh, I mean, you know what? Oh, okay, this group over here, we got out of Lompoc. And this group over here, Pelican Bay, and then of course just the county jails up and down the state.
74 is probably a good year.
Yeah, if you're a bottle of wine.
I mean, I wasn't born yet, but I'm sure it was a fabulous year.
This will be the reunion where everybody gets together and compares medical problems.
They talk about procedures. You know, I had a procedure. I had a procedure last year. I wish I had a dollar for every. Okay.
Oh, dude.
All right, enough of this. Okay, Brandi Jones. You know, this is what you've caused, Brandi Jones.
I know. I didn't even know what was going to happen today. Either.
Okay. Now, one more time. Now, how do people enter? They have to send it to you?
They send the video to my email, which is brandy.jones@wind-river.com. However, all this information will be on our Facebook page, so no need to.
And the Facebook page is?
It's Wind River Casino.
Okay, just on the Facebook page. Now, have you talked to all the schools already?
I have. I've called most of them and spoke with the choir directors, told them what was going on, and all of them seemed very excited, sent a few some emails. So I think it's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
Even
now,
the school's
here's what
be
I'd
out,
like. Here's what I'm asking. The winner. Questions. When are you going to announce the winner?
On the 18th of August.
And when's Foreigner coming?
The September 4th.
Here's what I want.
Okay.
We'll have our TV up and running, the show's up and running then too. We want you to bring them in.
Definitely.
The winner, the winning choir. And we talk about a huge choir.
It's usually no more than 30 children, but that's quite a large group. But hey,
we take a representative part of them and bring them in and let them sing it.
Let's do it. It'd be great.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fabulous idea.
Bob's already trying to figure out how you can do this technically, but I'm sure you'll be able to somehow, Bob.
You got time.
We'll set up. We've done this before. Let's just set mics up outside, and then we'll have some of the people inside while everybody's singing.
Yeah, I'm
just
halfway.
Set them up, he said.
Just set them up. Just do it. Just make it.
You can
make
do
it happen.
It.
Make it
you
happen,
can
Bob.
Do it.
Make it so. So it is written. So it shall be done. Okay, Brandi Jones.
All right, fellas.
Is anything else? Anything else you want to talk about?
It's not, except for it's been a pleasure being here with you guys today. I'm glad I got up so early just to get down here.
Well, I'm glad you did too.
Me too.
And remember, after hours.
After hours.
Yeah. After hours with Brandi.
I think it's perfect. Yeah. New job.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 14-6. We're going to be talking about, we're going to talk about angel flights as soon as we get back.
Fetch another friend. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your ass could steal a sailor.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
Hi, I'm Gary Cressy, and I've lived and worked in the Reading area since 1952. 37 years ago, I met a fine young man named Butch Schaefer. We've been dear friends since. Butch is running for Supervisor of District 5. His qualifications include 12 years as councilman of the city of Anderson, 3 terms as mayor, 15 years on the Anderson Fire District Board, president of California State Marshal Association. A true person, Butch will listen, respond, and act on your concerns. Please vote Butch Schaefer, Supervisor, District 5. Thank you.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor, District 5.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Turn up that radio. Am I a DJ? I'm not a DJ. I'm a talk show host. But turn it up. Turn it up. 7:46 in the morning, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I hope you're happy out there. 65 degrees going up to 94 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Home Helpers. Caring for Reading's area families since 2004. They've had their 10th anniversary last Wednesday. And, you know what, Sharon Clark does such great, great, great work out there. All of her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, insured, and she will come to your home and give you a free consultation to see how she can help you and how her company can help you. Now, this is something you want to keep your loved ones at home at all possible when they're happy around the things they know. Check out their website, readinghomehelpers.com. Okay. We've just been kind of on a roll today. Brandy after hours. We have, I just went off on the VA. Did you hear me talking about the VA, Tom? Tom and Debbie Johnson are here. And they're on an honor flight. Good morning. Getting tight. Come on, turn. Okay. You got to turn toward me there, Tom. You're looking at Bob, okay? Quit looking at Bob. Come over here and look at Deb and I. All right, honor flight.
That's right. Honor flight, Northern California.
So there's something going on here, right?
There is. We have a great company that has chosen us as a recipient of the Stars for Heroes at Carl's Jr. So everyone who goes and buys a star at Carl's Jr. will be supporting Honor Flight Northern California.
Let me talk to you about Carl's Jr. and the people that run that place. They are outstanding Americans. They're also Jersey Mike's. Uh-huh. And everything that Jersey Mike's been doing is to helping veterans. And now Carl's Jr., is going out there and helping Honor Flight.
We went around yesterday and visited all the sites here in Reading, all the locations, said hi to the crews.
There's like six of them, right?
There's six. We may have missed one because we only did five.
I mean, there's five here right in Reading.
Okay, yeah. I know there's five or six of them. Yeah. I mean, these are really nice people. I mean, these are good people.
So happy that it's a local organization that the funds will be going to. This is going on because Honor Flight Northern California covers such a large area. The Carl's Jr. in Yreka, here in Reading, Chico, Williams, and Napa.
Oh my gosh!
So we're real hopeful.
They own all those, right?
Right.
They,
yes.
Yeah. They do.
Now here's another success story that I just love about America. You know, two people that just. You know what? And you know what? She still works at Jersey Mike's.
She does.
I mean, she goes in and you see her working and go, you know. Okay. All right. So what do you have to do then? So what do we have to do? We have to go in and get one of their famous stars or something?
No. Even if you don't eat there, you could go in and purchase a star, but we would hopeful that you would buy some food
and enjoy yourself there. How much are the stars?
$1.
$1?
Just $1. And with that dollar, you get a coupon worth $10.
It's amazing.
$10 for Carl's?
Yeah.
Usable at Carl's.
You know, you can understand why this place is so cool, right? Yeah. It's named Carl.
I thought we would go there.
you just didn't know when you were going to get there.
Huh? Exactly.
Okay. You know, I just kind of put it together myself. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, right. the reason that we're real excited, I'm wearing a bracelet here this morning. It has to do with AMVIT's Welcome Home program that everyone is doing something different for our veterans coming home. A lot of people don't understand or realize that our World War II veterans really didn't get the thank yous and the accolades and the parades. The parades happened while they were still
overseas. Yeah.
So this is a big chance for us to give them the thank yous and the honors that they deserve. We started with World War II veterans. We will take hopefully others, and we take folks who are terminally ill. They come to the front of the list.
And we're talking about now. We're talking about the honor flights here. Is where they take the people that are chosen, and Debbie and Tom have been running this. They're kind of the backbone of this whole thing with their volunteers. And then you fly back to the East Coast, and you go to the World War II memorial.
Correct.
And so you fly out like on a Friday.
Yeah, we usually leave on a Friday.
Friday, you get there that Friday. You get them into the hotel. They you go around on Saturday.
Correct.
And then you spend the night Saturday, and you come home Sunday.
Correct. It's such a quick trip, but it's so important and so
very
worthwhile.
Meaningful for them.
Absolutely.
I meant to bring a letter in this morning. I left it laying.
Most people's hearts don't even beat until 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, so I mean, I'm already
second
2 hours ahead.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, here's the greatest thing about you two is that what we're talking about is families can do this. If you're to get your father or mother or uncle or somebody this to be able to go back and see this, it costs them nothing. Absolutely nothing. Everything is donated or money raised by these two wonderful people here. And then they also have caregivers. And what do you call them?
Guardians.
Guardians that are assigned to each one of the people that are going back. For the most part, maybe they have two. And then everybody gets on the plane. The guardians are there to help to make sure they're taken care of and that, you know, that they don't party too hard. And then back to the East Coast, they make sure they're off the plane, have all their stuff. They're there to assist them. During this wonderful time, and this is it's a way of honoring our World War II veterans. But as you said, as time goes on, there's going to be then Korean War.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll move on to the Korean War, but first
World War II.
We want to make sure we get every World War II veteran.
Everyone. Now, how long is your list right now?
Right now, our list is down under 200.
Okay, and so it's been up much higher than that.
Yeah,
well, there's probably a reason.
We started out with 1,800 on our list.
Probably for a reason for that.
Yes.
I hate to say that, but they're getting older every day. But you all are running. How many flights a year do you run?
We try to get in about three.
Times are
rough. We've only done one this year. And that's the other thing we like to mention today, that the Carl's Jr.'s campaign is a start towards a local flight here in Shasta County. There are other hubs, honor flight hubs, in California now, and it's time for us to turn to our home, to where we are, and make sure that no one here in this county who has not gone before, who is able to go, can get back to see their memorial.
And how many of them are there, did you say? Is this the 200 you're talking about on your list?
No, the 200 that are on our list are from all over California.
Okay, so what you're saying then is, how many do we have here in Shasta County then?
That they're still listening or they're still coming forward. Every time we have a trip, every time we have someone visiting the museum, every time we have somebody talking to Judy Patterson, who just wrote a wonderful article, or anyone who's gone with us, we get new people, someone who's never heard about us before. And so we want to really find all these folks and get them on a flight out of Shasta County.
Okay. Now, how much does it cost to take an individual back there?
The cost right now is about $1,500 to
take a person back there.
To sponsor one World War II veteran.
Okay, and that includes airfare, the room, transportation, food, all of that.
All of that.
Now the Guardians pay their own way back.
Yeah,
they pay for their flights, and that's $350 or something like that.
It's actually more than that now.
Okay. Now,
and,
yeah,
but we judge that by every trip. We ascertain just exactly what it's going to cost them, so we don't want to charge them any more than
I understand.
It's cost.
Do they pay for their rooms?
No, also? We take care of them.
Okay, you take care of them. So, they've got to have right. money for stuff. Okay, you know what? You might check with Sharon Clark, Home Helpers.
Yeah,
because I know that she's been very much a supporter of veterans, and they come in contact with so many of them that might be able to find some more World War II vets.
The flight we do have coming up is, I'm throwing this out there, with the Fremont firefighters, who have raised $30,000, and so we'll be planning a trip for them with local veterans from the Fremont area in September. So
the firefighters have raised $30,000.
Yes, they did.
How'd they do that?
That we don't know, but they're very.
They've gone out, and that's exactly what Deb's alluding to. We're going to put the word out here in the local area.
Well, you would think our firefighters could do that.
Not only firefighters. They went to the schools. They talked to a lot of people, and it's a community flight. And a lot of the people in the Fremont area have contributed to this flight.
Well, they spend a lot of time in those places over there.
Lifting
weights and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they could go out and stand on the corners and hold out a red barrel and say this might have a lot to do if I come to your house when it's on fire next time. Just fill this up.
And that's this project with Carl Jr. is more or less the kickoff for our Shasta County community flight.
Okay, so how much are we raising?
We're going to raise $45,000.
$45,000. Okay. Right. So this
so
is the start of it.
90,000 people need to buy a star.
There we go.
90,000 people have to buy a star. Well, that would be 90,000 then.
No, we're going to get half.
We only get half of what they're going to raise.
Okay. 90. So everybody in the city of Reading, including the homeless.
I'll go on the corner my bucket.
I tell you what, we're good for at least 10 of those stars.
All right.
I'm not even sure what but you get $10 worth of food coupons,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you get a food coupon
for $10. I mean, for $10, you get $100 worth of food at Carl's Jr., and it's got good burgers.
There you go.
All right.
And that new chicken.
We know we're going to have Carl's Jr. people in here, the owner.
Sure.
And have her back in here and talk, because they've been doing so many great things.
Yeah, they have.
And they've supported the station, too, so... Okay, Debbie and Tom Johnson. We're really proud of you, Tim.
Well, we're proud of you too, Carl.
Well, you'll be
hearing more from us.
Well, you know what? You're going to cut that PSA here, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to cut that at noon. All right, so we'll start playing that. And, you know, let's come up with maybe some things we can do here.
Yeah, great.
To get that $45,000 so we can get that playing in the air.
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, you know what? You know, this is one of the reasons that you just love being here. We can talk about problems that we have, and we do have problems here. And sometimes we get like a little tempest in a teacup. and I'm part of that. I just shake the tree now and then just to see what falls out or what I can do. But you know what? Here's the thing.
Shake and not stir.
There you go. This is not even my real name, by the way. But here's the thing is it's people like you all and so many others. Okay. That make this place so great. You know, that give of yourselves. I mean, you get nothing out of this. I mean, this isn't like you're making money off this. It only costs you money.
We don't make any money, but we do get something out of it,
well,
I'll tell you.
That's what I mean. That's you don't, some people, well, why are they doing it? They're doing it because you love what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And we
love
we,
our veterans.
That's right. And we love what you all are and what you stand for. So I can't say enough about you. So, okay, let's get behind them. Let's get behind Honor Flight. Let's get these World War II veterans back. We need $45,000. You know, it seems like a lot, but not if everybody puts in a dollar, and you've got it. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Get to meet the grandkids.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama is in Poland on the first leg of a three-nation European tour talking about joint security concerns.
Our commitment to Poland's security, as well as the security of our allies in Central and Eastern Europe, is a cornerstone of our own security, and it is sacrosanct.
And the president vowed to continue to beef up U.S. security in the region with the threat of Russia now looming in the background. Poland, meanwhile, celebrating 25 years since emerging from communism. Also at SRNews.com, the president is defending his decision to release five Afghan detainees from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for an American soldier's freedom.
During a news conference in Poland, the president said the United States has a sacred obligation to not leave men and women in uniform behind. However, he did not elaborate on the circumstances surrounding Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's capture by insurgents in 2009. The Pentagon concluded that Bergdahl walked away from his unit. In response to Republican criticism that they weren't properly notified, Mr. Obama said his administration had consulted with Congress for some time. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, San Francisco's famed cable cars stopped running on Monday when drivers called in sick after rejecting a new labor contract. Many bus drivers took the day off. This man showed up for work, but with mixed feelings.
We're out here doing a job, you know, but you just want to be compensated. That's all it is.
Evelyn Moran, who spoke to KGO-TV as well, was just one of many commuters who were caught off guard by the walkout.
I waited about 30 minutes. Yeah, it was a bit upsetting, but all right. I mean, what can we do? Just deal with it.
The workers in the system are not allowed to go on strike, but they can call in sick. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
An influential D.C. lobbyist is proposing legislation to force pro sports teams to crack down on players convicted of serious crimes.
Claiming that America's sports teams need help defining morality, conservative lobbyist Jack Berkman, a devout Christian, is proposing legislation to force teams to fire players arrested and convicted of felonies or face millions of dollars in fines. If that name sounds familiar, Berkman's also the man behind a move to ban openly homosexual players in pro sports. Commenting on his latest effort, Berkman says athletes should be role models, and when teams fail to react, they send the message that crime is okay sometimes. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Home prices are not increasing as quickly as they were a few months ago. Data provider CoreLogic says prices were up in April compared with a year earlier. The increase was the smallest annual gain seen in 14 months. This is SRN News. A new book is raising the tantalizing question, where would the world be today if America had never existed as a country? Author Dinesh D'Souza is hoping to start a national dialogue on the subject.
It's something that doesn't normally occur to people. What if there just never had been an America? What if George Washington were to be shot by a British sniper in 1777? Then you would have America, the landmass, but you wouldn't have an American Revolution. You wouldn't have an American Constitution. Or to take a more recent possibility, what if, you know, Hitler had gotten the atomic bomb first?
D'Souza's book entitled America, Imagine a World Without Her was just published by Regenery, a major motion picture by the same name, set to be hitting theaters nationwide next month. On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling in early trading, giving back most of yesterday's 25-point gain already. It's down more than 40 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is June the 3rd. It's 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Turn up the volume. It's Tuesday. And let's start off with Susan Eastman. If anybody can turn up the volume on Wall Street, it's Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. While major averages remain in the red after an hour and a half of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 45 points at 16,697. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1921. And the NASDAQ Composite losing 11 points at 4,225. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Broadcom, up 68 cents at 35.52. Sirius XM Holdings, up a penny at 3.29. Facebook, positive 8 cents at $63.16. For local stocks of interest, Walmart off 17 cents at 76.56, Costco up 12 cents, trading at 115.80, Bank of Commerce flat and trading at $6.45. For commodities, gold is up $1 an ounce at 12.45, silver up 3 cents at 18, and crude oil positive 20 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. You know what? We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708, 808, 908 in the morning. And the reason why? So you can get the latest on what's happening with Wall Street. Not only what's happening in Wall Street, but how to get financial freedom. Yes, that's right, financial freedom. Give them a call at 243-7561. And then head on down to Park Marina Drive and visit them. And I tell you what, you can't do any better than Wells Fargo Advisors. The weather is
brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a beautiful day. Our temperatures are going to, what are they going to be, Bob?
Let's see. Looking for a high today of 93, but by tomorrow, midday, we could see triple digits, 101 on Wednesday, 102 on Thursday. And this report brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, 102 on Thursday, okay. My goodness.
Now remember, now another plug here for Alliance Heating and Air. The first day that it's 100 degrees officially, you give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Don't talk. Yeah, it's not your turn. 221-2642, and they will donate $100 to your favorite charity. That's right, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, now, Linda, good morning, huh?
Well, good morning. It's been fantastic. We, you know, Carl and I, we had a chance to do our individual, you know, trips that would have been to visit friends and, you know, accomplish some business as well. And while we were in Ontario, not Ontario, Canada, but Ontario, California. We picked up the kids and drove from Ontario back to Reading, and it's been really fun. We are having experiences that we wouldn't have. Like, we went to Oasis Fun Center. Never been there.
Well, there's some questions here. I'm not trying to stop you, but there's questions in the chat room already they want them to talk about.
Okay, definitely.
Okay, but first of all, this is Ashlyn. Good morning.
Good morning.
and Michael.
Good morning.
And they're both wearing their earmuffs on, right? Your headsets, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Now, what have you? Let's start with Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, who's 11.
And what have you done here that's really cool?
We went mini putt-putt golfing.
Okay. And what did you like, Michael?
I'm going shooting.
Oh, you're going gun shooting. That's right. What did you get yesterday?
A gun.
Got a gun. Oh, Grandpa, starting you early. He's 8. I'm a little bit late, though. Your daddy gave you, right? You've already been shooting, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you know it's, you have to be safe. And you've been taught all the little safe things to do around guns.
Uh-huh.
Okay, where's your favorite place to eat, Ashlyn?
Teppanyaki.
It's called Kobe Steakhouse. We went yesterday, and it was wonderful to watch the kids' eyes as they and the guy who served us was just adorable with them. I think, actually, he pushed a couple cubes over to you, Michael, and said, how would you like some dinosaur? And how was it?
Good.
Okay, now where are you two from?
New Mexico. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
What grade are you in?
I'm going to be in 7th grade.
In 7th grade. Oh, big girl. And what about you, Michael?
I'm going to be in 3rd grade.
3rd grade. Okay, you like baseball, right?
Uh-huh.
And what's your favorite sport?
Soccer.
Soccer. And you're really good at that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
And you know what? She is really good at that.
She's on a league.
She's in the league and plays on a sport. You know,
it's really hard. It's really intense.
It's a hardcore team up there. Yeah. They go to a lot of places.
What position do you play?
Midfielder. In the middle. Mm-hmm. The midfielders.
Mm-hmm. And the girls that are on your team, have you been, do you have new people that come into the team, or is it kind of like the same team that's been together for a while?
This year we got 3 new people, and then I think this year we're getting 1 more person.
Okay.
Now, do you like visiting your grandparents?
It's fun.
Okay. Well, I said yesterday they were on the Harley, and They wanted the keys to the Harley. I wouldn't let them. Come on, guys. No, not the first night. I'm tired. No, we can't do that. So, okay. So today we're going to take a little trip, and then we'll be back tomorrow. Right?
Right?
Right.
Right, right.
And what are we going to go do?
Shooting.
And we're going to go shooting. That's right. Except you two girls are going to go shopping and go into lava tubes.
Yeah, we're going to go. Yeah, we're hiking. There's no shopping, I guess, where we're going, but that's all right.
There's no shopping in Mural, Oregon. There's electricity. I'm not sure where we're going to. Right.
And then Thursday we'll be back on again because we're going to Waterworks Park, and then we're going to Turtle Bay to the animal show. And then Saturday night we're going to be doing a game. Friday we'll be on the boat. We'll be on the boat.
Holiday Harbor.
Yes.
Our friends from Holiday Harbor. Let me talk about that. If you're looking for a place, they've got a lot of them sold out here this weekend, but they've still got some room, but we've gotten a patio boat to go out, and we're going to have Holiday Harbor back on here because they are just doing all types of outstanding things out there at Holiday Harbor. And you know what? Here's a place you can go and get on the lake and spend a lot of time, have a great time, and not have to travel because of the cost of gas, which I'm going to rant about here in a little while after the kids get out of the studio so they don't have to listen to this. A way of saving money, staying close to home, and having just a great time. So, anyway.
Well, maybe we'd like to hear
But Saturday night.
Well, Saturday night, we're going to go to the Colt 45 game, and I've been asked to sing the national anthem, so it's kind of like all around, you know, red, white, and blue for us.
There it is, this whole week. And we wouldn't be doing all this if it wasn't for Ashlyn and Mike.
Yeah, and you know what? I think more and more we may have callers that want to call in and ask questions. And you know what? Why not have the kids weigh in or listen to your rant about gas? Because it affects every single person. Every time we stopped to fill up gas, it was not a pleasant experience.
No, it wasn't. I'm going to talk about that. And one of the questions, Sungold, I have a vegetarian granddaughter. Do you two like veggies?
Some of them. I eat salad.
And what about you, Michael?
I mostly like all the veggies.
You like all the veggies?
Well, not all, but most.
Most. Okay.
They were brought up to, their mother very much started them early on with balanced diets. They do. These are kids that eat at the dinner table, mind their manners. Their parents have really worked with them. from a very young age. Last night we made spaghetti. They helped me set the table. They sat there. You know, it was just, it's not like they're rambunctious and all over the place. You can take them. But they've been taught that from a very young age, and it is pleasant for me, one who never had children, to feel like they don't try my patience.
Oh, I try your patience.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Hey, speaking on a daily basis. All right. Now, hey, on Thursday, June 5th, this is important, my friends. This is very important. This is a downtown Reading paving project, a public open house with Caltrans. This is about shutting down California and Pine Streets, taking a lane away, not just putting a bike lane there, but taking a lane away. In other words, making it from three lanes to two lanes, and then having the bike lane be huge alongside it. What's the problem with this? Well, you're going from three lanes to two lanes. There's your first problem. And about what about congestion? And what's it for bikes? How many bikes use that area? Oh, we got to think about in the future. Here's the big part. Caltrans controls the streets. We don't control the streets. And as Ken Murray pointed out yesterday, is that, you know, we had a chance to control our own streets. We turned it down because we didn't want to have to pay for them. So we left them at Caltrans. Now, Caltrans can come in and just make any decision they want. Unless the community gets in there, and you know the bike riders and the ones who've already, they're pushing this, they're advocating this, are going to be there. And it's from 4:30 to 6:30. You need to get down there. And from 4:30 to 6:30 and just say, look, I don't mind a bike lane, but you can't take the other lane away. They need to repair the area. I mean, that area needs to be repaired anyway, do the asphalt concrete surfacing, and they want to, you know, to, just to repair the road. That's great. Nobody's got any problem with that. It's the idea, though, is that they're going to take one of these, and it says, well, accepting public comment regarding the restriping of traffic lanes to accommodate a bike lane on California Pine Street, which may result in reduction of vehicle lanes on California Street. So it's in California Street, may lose a lane, not Pine Street. So I misspoke on that. But the rest of it is, if you want to have something to say about this, instead of one day just coming there and finding out there's no lanes, you need to show up at the open house, which is going to be at City Hall from 4:30 to 6:30 on Thursday. And we'll be talking about it more. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, and also Ashlyn and Michael Gambon. We'll be right back.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Hey, baseball fans. Nate Aberea here for my good friends at Muse Concrete. They've been bringing homes to the Reading area for over 30 years, all while standing by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a big-time supporter of Reading Colt 45's baseball, both at the yard down at Tiger Field and on the radio right here on KCNR AM 1460. Be sure to check them out online, museconcrete.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, where we honor our veterans. Here to let you know, we now have offices located inside Eagles Landing at 3300 Bocelli Lane, Suite C, across from the bike shop. Come on in and learn about the services of Homeward Bound and learn about the museum project right here in Northern California. If you make a credit card purchase, a portion of the sale goes directly to the museum and Homeward Bound. We're looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for your support.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Mixtape's got a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thumb thumping.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Mike and Ashlyn Gambone.
Good morning.
Times 8:21. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So who was that group right there, Ashlyn?
Florida Georgia Line.
Florida Georgia Line, which is a new singing group, two hunky guys.
They're two hunky guys, but they're 20-something.
20-something, all right. Yeah. All right, cool.
Right?
Yes. And we have Roberta on the line. Roberta, good morning. You've got something about the paving in the public open house, right? Hello, Roberta.
Hello there. Yeah, I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, you're on now.
Okay, what I want to comment, the way they have Caltrans has configured this, I am concerned about a safety problem, because they're going to have a parking, they're going to have the parking, then they're going to have a safety strip, then they have the bike lane, then they have the car lane. How are we going to be able to safely turn right off of California Street if bicyclists are coming alongside, and you know that you can't see a bicyclist sometimes in your rearview mirror? So that's why I am going on Thursday.
Well, you know, and that's a good point, too, because and the other thing, too, is that besides the safety lane, and then if they open it up, you know, for the bike lane, and if they want to take that and make it even wider and take away that third lane, which is what, you know, what a lot of the bicycle people or the people would like to do, and then that takes us down to two lanes. And by law, officially by law, is if they're pushing into that left-hand side of that lane, you've got to give them at least 3 or 4 feet, which means it pushes you over into the other lane. So,
well, that's right.
There's a whole lot of things going on here that, you know, I'm all for bicycle lanes. You know, if people want a bicycle and all that, but there's a lot of questions too. And here's the thing that we were listening yesterday is we have nothing in the city. We have no say over this. Caltrans can just do anything they want in our city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Carl, thank you very much. Loved having your grandkids there. I have 6 grandkids and the same age group, and they're baseball and soccer players, and they're shooters.
Oh, well, you know what? We're raising them right, Roberta. What can I say?
Thank you, Roberta.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye. When we came back on the trip, one of the things we really noticed was the cost of gas. When I was riding in Arizona, gas was like $3.30 a gallon. Which was, when you think about it, $3.30, I mean, when...
Still ghastly.
Yeah, it's still ghastly. Ghastly, I like that. When Bush was president, when it went over $2, people were screaming and yelling and saying he was in bed with the oil producers and all this, and it had nothing to do with that. The fact is now it's over $4 a gallon. Try and find gas around here for less than $4. You might be able to for $3.99. But when you came back from California, just as an example, at $4.15 a gallon for 20 gallons is $83. $83. Now, who's that hit? That hits your middle America. That hits your middle America there, that middle class people. When all of a sudden for 20, and you've got a job, 20 gallons, $83. So $300, almost probably $400 worth of gas a month. You know, that's, you know, it's a car payment. It's entertainment. It's all these things that it falls into. And what's happening about this? And you have Brown, who comes up and says, oh, hey, President Obama's climate plan is just outstanding. Well, the cost that it's going to have for middle-class people. I mean, we conserve electricity. We use much less electricity this year than we did last year. And you can look at it. Yet we're being charged more for that. And what happens when, you know, and they're bragging about, oh, by 2020, we've got to have a third of our energy must be by renewable assets. Renewable resources, but yet they don't count hydroelectric up here. And why not? That's a renewable resource. And then the coal plants. They've gone to war against the coal plants. And here's the dangerous thing, is that they're not doing it through legislation. They are doing it through a fiat of the EPA. Oh, no, it's just if you're going to do this, it's going to cost you this much. And if you remember President Obama, back when he was candidate Obama, what did he say? If you want to use coal plants, it's going to cost you. And, you know, it's just the way it is. And he doesn't mind gas going up to $5 a gallon. He just didn't want it to go up all at one time. So here it is 8 years later, and it's working its way up there. And what do we say? And then with cap and trade with the state of California next year, I guarantee you gas will be closer to $5 than it is $4 a gallon. So what's that do? It forces changes in your life, which is exactly what they want. They want you to live closer. They want you to take mass transit. Oh, we've got this high-speed rail that goes nowhere instead of using that for other things. You're starting to see things like electric charging stations everywhere. And, in fact, handicapped, they're putting in charging stations and moving the handicapped over.
I laugh when they say zero emission on the car because – the electricity has to come from somewhere,
yeah.
And it's very inefficient to move it around.
Yeah, I know.
And all that electricity is lost as, guess what, heat.
And, you know, the whole thing that's happening here. Anyway, the bottom line on it is the cost of gas is going up dramatically, and it's not going to go down. Yeah.
Just a comment on the electric stations. When in Newport Beach and Huntington Harbor and Huntington Beach, different locations had the charging stations that would be where otherwise would have been wheelchair access, or you know when you have your
where you hook up to them.
Well, yeah, you hook up to them, but they were right next to the wheelchair access.
Oh, next to the handicap.
Handicap, yeah. Thank you. And so they would be. So, in other words, how many cars were charged? Were charging and were in those spaces?
Do they charge
zero?
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
Well, they're going
and
for
then,
the future, I guess.
Then they had them at Harris Ranch.
Yes, we saw that.
There was a line. There was five or six, and we said, "What's that?" And they were all electric hookup.
Because
how many were there?
Zero.
Yes.
Well, it's because they can't go very far. A lot of them can't go very far. And I guess they have to be able to charge. I don't know. Can they go 200 miles yet?
I think the average for a Nissan Leaf is 80 miles. And at freeway speed, I'm not sure it even makes that.
No, I wouldn't think so. And, freeway speed. We can talk about freeway speed at some point, too. I mean, this has gotten, in Arizona, I mean, on 17, I think I talked about this already. I mean, freeway speed there, 75. But no, that's a starting point. Freeway speed is like
85. What's wrong with
85.
That?
Well, no, I like the idea of 75, but when you hit, I mean, they're doing 85. Okay, electricity, the cost of oil, everything is going up, and yet nothing's being done about it. We've got, the Congress is actually impotent against whatever President Obama is doing. It seems like he's ruling by fiat. He's making executive. He's having his agencies pass things that used to be called laws. They're just calling them fees now or regulations. We're just going to cut off all the emissions by this time, and we're going to be great. Even though that the Chinese are building a coal-fired plant every what is it, every week they've got a new one coming online. So it's, you know, how much of the energy problems, how much of the, quote, climate change is coming out of the United States? And is it at a cost to destroy our environment? I mean, and destroy our economy? Because can't there be kind of like a balance there so that the middle class Americans are not being killed? Because it's not just cost. It's not the $83 it costs for 20 gallons of gas, though that is so important. It's the cost of everything. It's the cost of food. It's the cost of clothing. It's the cost of bringing in toilet paper. And that, everything goes up. The cost, the prices go up. And right now, half of the people are half the people almost are on some kind of subsistence from the government. So there's, you know, what in this last 8 years has it gotten better under President Obama when all the other things are happening too? And then the state of California is bragging the fact that, oh, yeah, we're going to lead the nation in this. At the same time, we're watching industry leave California. All right, we're going to be back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, Ashlyn, and Michael Gambone. We'll be right back.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now we'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop thinking? You'll see you later.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome to KCR.
That's it, KCNR.
That's it. As I do.
You know what?
The grandkids are in town.
Absolutely.
So you're just going to have to put up with it.
1460 a.m. Good morning, everyone. On this, my goodness.
June the 3rd.
8:33 in the morning, and it's currently 64 degrees. We're looking forward to a warm. We played miniature golf yesterday in 94 degrees. It was great. It was great fun. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
They're warm friends, especially now. Hey, this portion of the show too is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. And if I can, I'll get Michael down there with me this week.
Do they have like moose heads and stuff?
Oh yeah, they've got it all in there.
Because
they've
Michael can name every single
one.
They
got a dinosaur.
Oh,
yeah, dinosaur in there.
Michael can name every single.
But they've got a dinosaur head in there, right?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah. A jackalope.
And a jackalope. That's right. You saw one of those yesterday with that. That's that jackrabbit with horns, antlers. Okay. Hey. Okay. Very talked about school and all this, but the
not really.
You were, Ashlyn, you were the like the athlete of the year.
Yes, I was. I was the athlete of the year in PE.
And also, what about math?
In math, I got a reward for being an excellent student.
In math.
Okay, so that's going from now sixth grade, which we know is really that's when you start getting into your harder courses going into seventh grade. Are you in any advanced classes?
I might be in advanced language arts next year.
Okay. Language arts. So now how are you able to keep your life organized where you go to school and then do you come home and then do sports? And when do you get to do your homework?
Right when I come home, I do my homework because I have 30 minutes until I have to go to my coach's house. And I just, right when I go home, I do my homework, and then when it's time to get ready for soccer, I get ready for soccer. And if I didn't finish my homework, I do it after soccer practice.
What time do you get home after soccer practice?
Like 7:15.
Is that when you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just kind of figuring out, the life of an 11-year-old.
That's right. Okay, Michael. What grade are you going into next year?
Third,
okay. And you play baseball?
Yes.
What position do you play?
First and second.
So I thought you were a catcher.
And catcher.
Okay. And catcher. That's why the photos we have. Yep. So you ready for the baseball game Friday or Saturday?
Yeah.
You're going to play? For those big guys?
Mm-hmm.
You can be the catcher when they throw that ball 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. He was asking if he got to sit on the bench. Do I get to sit on the bench?
I don't know. I don't know if we can do that or not, but we'll try.
So now, Michael, your parents both instilled in you, they read, your parents read to you at night, right?
Well, I read to them.
Oh, you read? I thought they read to you. They used to read to you. Now you read to them. Okay. So let's talk about your love of books and that going into second grade, they give out awards for whatever. What's the number 85 represent for you?
Well, it's like you read 85 books and it's a reward.
So you read 85 books this year?
Uh-huh.
You can go ahead. Tell us more about that.
Every day we have SSR. I forgot what it stands
for. Thesaurus?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
And you read like 3 or 4 books, so you could get up to the bookshelf and get a lot of books, then we're all done. Like when you get in from recess, we read or on the Pernicium board.
I've been surprised at the kids, just to hear them talk amongst themselves and with us. Their comments, their vocabulary is better than mine.
The Pernicium board?
Pernicium.
What's that?
It's like a big TV, but it has like this little thing on top of it, and it like has batteries, and it goes onto this big screen.
Oh.
Yeah, they say things like it's simply not enough. They use words that are, this is the mind of children who read, the vocabulary of children who read.
Let me go back to again, is the families have got, the parents have to take a big interest in their kids, and if they don't, we're in trouble, which is one of the problems we have today. A lot of times people don't do that. Okay, thanks, you two.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything more to say? Ashlyn?
You don't have to, you know, if you don't have to, I mean, if you don't have anything else to say, it's okay, though.
Can I say what school I go to?
Yes, you can.
I go to James Monroe in Albuquerque.
James Monroe is what?
Is my school, and it goes to 6th to 8th grade.
Yep, but who was James Monroe?
A president.
There you go. Okay, what school do you go to, Michael?
7 Bar.
7 Bar. What's that named after? A ranch out there. It was a 7 Bar ranch where that was at. Yeah, how about that? Okay, let's talk about...
I wouldn't know what 7 Bar is.
Well, you know. Hey.
Is that some kind of increment of weight for, okay, you know?
Let's talk about voting today. The kids were all excited yesterday. We talked about voting. Today is it's the primaries. And there's a lot of things. There's not a lot of big races. They're expecting a lot of people not to show up for the elections today. Well, frankly, we're going to vote right after the show. Right, guys?
Yes.
They need to see it. They have not been in there yet. So we're going to show them how to come in and how we vote. Because it's really important that we start bringing them up at this point. District supervisors, 3 people running for it. Butch Schaefer and Les Baugh and the third fellow. And we have the Board of Education. Okay, these are the local races. None of the like the county clerk and all these. Nobody's running opposed. Dave Kehoe doesn't have an opponent. In the first district... As Bob says, there's something wrong about that, but we don't have any room to talk about it here because what can run, and the fact is that you have a job or a business, it becomes a lot harder, and you see people that are running that perhaps are retired, have another income there or something like that, and this is Leonard Modi, retired police, Dave is retired, forced kind of guy. Pam Giacomini, of course, has got a business. She's got the ranches up there in northern Shasta County. Les Baugh, I believe, is a minister, and they may have some rental properties. And then, that's it. No, they've got, and then the other one is is a real estate agent. So, I mean, there's a mixture of business and retired, but a lot of people don't run because I think they're just, like Bob said, maybe complacent or just don't really want to get involved in all this. But Board of Education, this is a big one. Board of Education for the state of California. In this case, we don't recommend, but here's on the city and local levels like this. But of course, Marshall Tuck, who is a reformer, is a Democrat, but being supported by a lot of the Republicans and other people that want to change the way the school systems are right here. So the Board of Education, Marshall Tuck, California Elections Chief Pete Peterson is running, and seems the going for governor. The big thing on the governor, and of course, is that Jerry Brown is, I can't imagine him not winning. But now you're running for second place here. So you've got Donnelly, who is a Tea Party favorite, running against is scaring the Republican hierarchy here. Because Donnelly is running and is Tim Donnelly. And because he's very conservative. And his statements linking President Barack Obama to Hitler and his opponent, Kashkari, to Islamic Sharia law. Well, Kashkari is an Indian American who is dogged by the fact that he had his vote for Obama in 2008 and his lead role in the U.S. Treasury's bank bailout. So that's got a lot of people excited. So really, they're running for second place. Whoever comes in second, of course, in these primaries will run against Brown in the fall. And I don't know if it's some kind of they're trying to, they're starting to place themselves now for all of that. But anyway, today to vote and to take a look at it and to exercise that freedom that people in many, many, many other countries don't have a freedom to do is vote. And you owe it to yourself to go out and vote. And but not voting is kind of a slap in the face of those veterans that we want to take back, those World War II veterans, Korean War veterans. The slap in the face of those veterans that have put their lives on the line so you can vote. And I've told this story before, but in Iraq, when they had an election there. And people were told, if you vote, and especially the women, if you vote, we're going to kill you because you're a woman and you're going to vote. And the women, and they, and at that time in Iraq, they could do that. They could set off bombs. They could do all types of things. The women marched down the street arm in arm, singing, crying. They were terrified, but they were still going to vote at the end of the street, and they voted, and they put their finger into the purple ink and so they could show that they had voted, and they were holding their fingers up with that purple ink on it. They voted even though they were told they were going to be killed. And there was a good chance that that could have happened because the bad guys had the ability. And here we are in our country, and they're talking about a 20% turnout on a beautiful day. A beautiful day out there. You could walk to the polls and or take the time after you get your latte, and you go in there and you vote. But there will only be 20 to 30%, they say, of the people that can vote that will. Bob, you're voting today, right?
Already done.
Bob's already voted. Linda and Carl are going to vote. If I had people that I employed that didn't vote, I'd have a tough time keeping them employed. I mean that. I think I would counsel them the first time I heard they didn't vote. And you'll say, well, you can't force me to vote. That's right. And you can't force me to have you work here. I mean that. I would fire people if they didn't vote. That's how strong I feel about it. And, you know, if you don't like it, go find someplace else to work. Because it means something. It means something to our country. It means something. And, you know, don't tell me, well, I haven't followed it. I don't care. That's up to you. You're an adult. These kids know about voting. And if you don't feel like you need to vote and you don't need to work here, all my people vote.
Well, I got
to tell
you,
have to worry about that.
Remember last year, we voted and we had our little stickers on and we were excited about it. We went to a local restaurant and we were just, hey, we looked at our server and she was about, oh, in her early 20s. Hey, did you have you voted? She goes, no, I don't vote. It made my stomach like feel I was getting so angry that I wanted to get up and leave the restaurant. Now that I know, you know, she just needed to be educated and it wasn't the time and place. But she goes, no, you know, I just don't follow anything. So I feel like I probably, you know, it'd be hurt more than help. And I thought, and she goes, yeah, my friends, I have maybe one girlfriend that votes, but the rest of us, no, we don't follow it. And I think, well, what do? Don't you have any input in your American life? Anyway,
all right.
That did happen last year.
Yeah. Okay, hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Absolutely, Espresso Joe's is the best place to go to get those lattes, get those espressos, but also get that ice cold drinks. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. At Tobacco and Brew, 2143.
Specialty cigars.
They are the banker, the H. Upman, and of course the Psycho 7. And if you can, I know it's called Psycho, and I know it's.
Don't even. Because you know why? It's got seven different kinds of tobacco
right,
in it.
And it's got 90 points in the Cigar Aficionado magazine. Yeah. Also, you can know that with the purchase of a Zippo lighter or humidor, you get into a drawing for a Zippo Man's watch. And of course, next door, they have that new Wildside antiques and collectible store. Mm-hmm. Right down there at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You know, Father's Day is coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back after these messages.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
I'm Brad McDonald. I've lived in the Anderson-Cottonwood area for over 40 years, and I'm voting for Butch Schaefer for Supervisor District 5. Butch has a strong understanding of law enforcement. He recently retired from the Shasta County Marshal's Office. He will work hard to ensure that the law enforcement community in Shasta County is fully funded. Butch has established himself as a leader. His work as an Anderson City Councilman and Mayor are a testament to his dedication and loyalty to bring jobs to Shasta County. Please join me and vote Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet.
Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 with Ashlyn Gambone here and Michael Gambone.
It's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur in Redding, California. Firearms dealer of choice. Pistols, long guns, you name it, they have it in stock and at fair prices. John Bastiani. Gunsmith to the stars. Give him a call at 222-8222. And again, stop on down there. Now, because we were out of town the last few days, but they were still had, when I left, a Colt Python 357. They may have already raffled that off, but it was all proceeds are going to go to our local chapter of the Purple Heart, and we'll check with him on that. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Okay, let's talk about Sergeant Bergdahl. Released, traded for five high-level Taliban prisoners out of Guantanamo. And at first, on the surface, you think, okay, well, that's kind of cool. Except now things are starting to surface that are really, really kind of strange here. They're talking about his fellow soldiers are calling Bergdahl a deserter and not a hero. That he left his gun, he just took a knife, some water, and a camera, and left his post. This is, of course, not what Susan Rice said that, oh, no, he was a war prisoner. But it appears that many of his fellow soldiers are saying that's not true, that he deserted. And then was taken by the Taliban, and he's kept him for 5 years. And now Obama has turned around and released five of the top-ranking Taliban terrorist prisoners that we've got, including ones that had close ties to Osama bin Laden. So what's this mean? A lot of people are saying, wait a minute, you don't have the right. Law professor saying he doesn't have the right to circumvent this whole system. So now we're dealing directly with terrorist organizations. Not that you can get Jake Carney to admit that the Taliban is a terrorist organization, even though they are. Of course, Jake Carney's leaving, and one last lie. It doesn't. You know, what's one more lie in 2 years of lies?
Didn't we just make every American overseas even a bigger target than we were?
Well, that's many of the top advisors of the counterterrorism are saying is that we just said we're dealing now. We will circumvent Congress and national policy of not dealing with terrorists, and we have just done that. that. You know, I appreciate the fact that Bergdahl's parents are so happy that he's coming home and all this. Yeah, but at what cost? Now, when he disappeared, when he wandered away, if you listen to the his fellow soldiers, who, by the way, when they made this announcement in Afghanistan, hey, we have got Sergeant Bergdahl, there was no cheers. There was no cheers and people being happy about this. And you have to wonder why. Why is that? Why wasn't there anything? Why wasn't there, why wasn't there something like, oh, yeah, great. It's because they know. They know there's something wrong there. And we're hearing things like people being criticized and people being threatened if you talk about this and having to sign letters of non-disclosure. And what about the six men who went out after him that were killed, including one who was awarded the Silver Star for him rescuing a couple of other soldiers when an RPG was fired at them? What about that? I tell you what, their parents are quite upset. His parents are upset. What, you know, why? For what? You know, when are we ever going to find out the truth? Are they going to interrogate him and find out what happened? And if he did desert, if he did, you know, leave a combat zone where his fellow soldiers were, what's going to happen? You know, or are we just going to sweep this one under the rug like, shall we start at the beginning? Fast and Furious. IRS, Benghazi. Just, you know, what difference does it make? Just sweep it under the carpet. NSA. Now, as far as the five Taliban going to Qatar, which is where they're at, and they're supposed to be kept there for a year, but it doesn't look like they are being watched at all. I have a feeling that since maybe that the CIA and NSA can take off some of their collection apparatus that they've aimed at Americans and probably aim it at them, they can probably track them, and they probably know what they're going to do. So. I would hope. It doesn't mean that they're not going to disappear and end up later on flying a plane coming at us. So, Sergeant Bergdahl, a lot of questions here. I hope the administration answers them. I doubt they will because they've been very, very successful with mainstream media not answering any other question that's come up that may be a question. The big question, though, is President Obama's ability to rule by fiefdom. Like a king, they make these edicts, and nothing happens. And why doesn't something happen? I mean, if you've got scholars in law saying this is illegal, and you've got the Republicans are waving their flags and doing this, but nothing happens. So you've got to figure is that either they go along with it or it's just not that important. Anyway, okay, enough of that. We have good news.
What?
Good news. Good news is, let's hear
good news.
It's good news.
Ashley
just fell asleep here at the table. This is probably not what she is. Okay. The good news is this, is that Tom and Debbie Johnson were here with Honor Flight.
Yes.
You were listening to that. That's good news.
And they received some awards recently, too.
They have, you know, veterans.
As they should.
Yeah, as they should. And here's what it is. They're doing a study about AB 109, and they're using Shasta County as one of the 10 counties they're looking at about how to make this thing, you know, how to get more money in here, how to maybe make this work. That's good news. You've got Do Good volunteers hacked into our wiki page. They, you know, hacked, you know,
right.
In a good sense. And they are wiki page for Reading and just updated everything in it. So that's good. That's great news. You know, when you start hearing things like that, then we've got election day to day. You know, and wherever you go, you know, whatever you do, if you vote, that is absolutely one of the greatest values of living in a free society, that you can do that. You can go out and vote. You have the right to do this. You walk in, frankly, I think you should probably show an ID saying, this is who I am, but that's just how I feel. But you can still go in and you can vote. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, that we have freedom of press, freedom of the media, things that I can say here that I can say President Obama is, frankly, I think he's lied to us and he's done a bad job, but I can say that. Because this is a free country. There are so many other countries where it's not free. I met two Germans while we were on the ride that they do nothing but, you know, 2 weeks a year. This is their vacation. They come to America and they ride their motorcycles or they take their RV and they ride around America. They love America. They, you know what? They love America. We are still a shining city on the mountain that people can come to and make something of themselves. They can come here and they believe that you can make something of yourself. If you work hard and you try and you can be a success in America. They love America. Paishtunuka comes here. He loves America. He's fearful in a sense of what he sees happening. But people from other countries still love this country. Maybe we need to listen to them and listen to what they're saying about just how good this country is. Sometimes we forget that no matter how much we disagree with President Obama and his policies, that every 4 years we have a chance to change that. And we have a chance to change that. And it's not with violence. It's not a military coup like in Thailand or Egypt or other places. It's not. We have a free election. Nobody dies. Nobody dies. And change completely our way of doing things. America is great. And one of the ways you do that is by voting. And today is voting, my friends. All right. We're going to have a guest host tomorrow because we go out. We're taking the kids.
Let's go vote.
Let's go vote. We're going to go vote now. Bad Bob's already voted. All the rest of my people are voting this today. You go out and vote. And remember, Thursday, you get another chance to vote by going down to that, to the public open house about at Reading City Hall about the pavement and the paving project. And we'll talk a lot more about that, too. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And everybody out there, here's your chance to be a good guy. Let's go out and vote today. Carl Lindabot, and I'm here with Michael Gambone. Ashton Gambone, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And then done.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we'll be back. We'll be back on the show on Thursday. We'll be right. And, have a great day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama says it was the right thing to do. Mr. Obama talking about the prisoner swap that won the release of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.
The president said regardless of the circumstances, it's important to rescue an American soldier if given the chance. At a news conference in Warsaw, Poland, he argued that the prisoner exchange was the right thing to do and they had to seize the opportunity. Lawmakers weren't told of the deal until after the fact, and some are pressing for hearings on the issue, believing the president may have broken the law.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Pentagon concluded that Bergdahl walked away from his base in Afghanistan when he was captured by the Taliban. One of his comrades in arms says it seems to him that Bergdahl simply wanted out of the military.
He just became disillusioned with everything. He just wanted to go on an adventure and walk the mountains of Afghanistan and not have anybody to answer to.
Former Army Sergeant John...